Angry MGTOW here. I have sad news to report to the MGTOW community today that a false accusation has led to tragedy. Just remember, guys, you can also find me on Minds.com, vid.me, SoundCloud, and iTunes. I strongly suggest that you follow me on one of those platforms. And just remember that my videos will be released on vid.me and on SoundCloud before being on YouTube. So if you want to be up to date and always get the video or podcast first, definitely follow me on one of those platforms ASAP. A false allegation has led to tragedy. I'm so sad to report that tonight, but I have to. I'm going to be sharing with you a comment from one of my subscribers. And again, I am just really sad that I have to report this to you guys. He says, "My friend committed suicide yesterday after false allegation from his girlfriend for 3 years. It started after he found out that she was cheating behind his back. She used to talk to random guys online and have sex with them. After he found out about it, he wanted to break up the relationship, but she didn't want to lose his money. And so she made him a victim of false rape allegation. He was broken and depressed after this incident. He was embarrassed, couldn't go out. Last night, he killed himself. And at last, he killed himself yesterday. It was very sad for me. He was the kind of guy who likes to help poor and homeless. Rest in peace, John. I've advised him already that I will be there to speak to him on Skype to talk and to listen. I think the best I can do for him at this point is listen. And, you know, the MGTOW community is here for him. I'm doing my part putting out the video right now so that people know who John was. And he was a person. He was a person who helped to help. He liked to help the poor, who liked to help the homeless. He was someone of value. He was a man, and his life was. I'm not really good at these types of videos. His life was cut short by an allegation. I don't even want to sit here and say we can use this as a warning and as an example of why we should go our own way, because it seems like beating a dead horse. I want to make this video about John. I want to make other men know who this guy was. And I want his memory to stay out there. I want people to acknowledge it. If you guys have anything you want to say, I think any messages to any help, anything that you can provide to help, through support will make a huge difference. I think showing support for him will make a huge difference. Letting him know that you care and that we're here for him. Those of you who want to be there to help him. So definitely post a message of support in the comments section. Post a message of support to I Hate. Post a message of support letting him know that you're there for him. Saying something positive. Let's help each other through these times. Because like I said, you know, as men, no one actually cares about us. We have to care about ourselves. I don't really want to say, you know, I don't want to say the ending of this video. Like, I'm hesitant to even, like, say, like, share, subscribe, and then if you like the video, share the video. And just remember, I'm afraid to say that ending part because I don't want to make this about anything other than John. So I'm not even going to say my outro because I think it stands. You already know what it is. I think it stands on its own. Leave a positive message for John. If you have nothing nice to say, leave a positive message for I hate, in condolences to John. If you have nothing positive to say, then please say nothing at all.